WTAW News time is 8:29. It's 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn, a pet-friendly bed and breakfast and special events venue just 15 minutes south of town. Go to redvelvetinn.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. Heroic acts of bravery are being recognized by the Texas Commission on Law Enforcement. College Station Assistant Police Chief Brandy Norris was among those nominating two detectives directly involved in the Fidelity Street shooting last August.
We had civilians who were injured that could not get medical attention to them. We had officers who were injured that we could not get medical attention to. There was an ongoing threat with innocent bystanders who were in the area and not knowing the situation that they were walking into. With no concern for themselves, Investigator Murph and Investigator Laycox entered the scene and approached the residence where the suspect was shooting from and stopped the threat.
Andrew Murph and Travis Laycox will be presented the state's award for valor this morning at the state capitol. Meanwhile, Lick Creek Park in College Station now includes a memorial to an innocent bystander who died in last year's Fidelity Street shooting. Mayor Nancy Berry attended the recent dedication program.
We dedicated a bench in the Butterfly Pavilion area of Lick Creek Park for Christopher Northcliffe, gentleman who died in the shooting. And he was a master gardener, and the master gardener group turned out with along with family and friends. There must have been about 75 people there. It's really nice.
A video of the program is on the College Station City website. Two civilians were called heroes at this week's Bryan City Council meeting. Fire Chief Randy McGregor was among those awarding Carlos Cardenas and Felix Chester for pulling a woman out of a burning SUV a month ago.
You truly are heroes. We appreciate your assistance, and I know the family here does as well. Thank you so much.
It's been about 6 weeks since there was a collision between the SUV and a dump truck on Highway 47 near Leonard Road after the truck failed to yield the right of way. Chester and Cardenas pulled the woman out of the passenger side of the burning SUV while a co-worker with Chester called for assistance. The process has started for selecting the next fire chief in College Station. Interim City Manager Kathy Merrill says internal candidates will be considered. Starting Monday, a career member of the department takes over as interim chief. Eric Hurt joined in 1981 as a 19-year-old firefighter. He's currently the city's fire marshal and assistant chief of fire prevention and life safety. RB Alley recently announced his retirement, effective at the end of the month. It was easier to run from the police than it was to pay for a ticket. That's what a College Station motorcyclist told police before being taken to jail for avoiding arrest.
20-year-old Christopher Lepo is accused of speeding away from officers with College Station, Bryan, and Robertson County departments last month. The motorcycle officer who arrested Lepo Tuesday had recognized the bike with orange and chrome wheels from a chase 2 weeks ago. According to the arrest report, Lepo refused to open his apartment door until after the officer left, but the patrolman was waiting when Lepo came outside. Then he ran into the woods, only to return later covered in dirt and plant debris and soaking wet. He's out of jail after posting bond. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Prosecutors with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office say the courage of a young girl led to the conviction of a Bryan man charged with sexual assault. 26-year-old Jose Estrada, who told the jury he had no contact, was sentenced to 30 years in prison. Estrada is not eligible for parole because the victim was under 6 at the time of the offense. Troubles at the National Security Agency is just the latest problem Congressman Bill Flores has with the Obama administration.
I don't trust what's going on in the United States government right now, particularly coming from the executive branch, and so I can't give anybody any comfort as to that this is even the end of what's going on. My suspicion is that there is overreach in several other areas of the government. We've seen it with the IRS. We've seen it with the Department of Justice. I just wonder how far this culture goes, and it really troubles me.
Flores says information leaks made by former contractor Edward Snowden are grounds for him to be charged with treason. And the Federal Emergency Management Agency is refusing to provide money to help rebuild the city of West.
An emergency declaration is declared when the president feels that federal assistance is only needed to supplement state and local efforts. A major disaster declaration is made if it's determined that the disaster is beyond something that the state or local government can handle. That is what was rejected. Under the emergency declaration, people who are uninsured in West are getting help, and FEMA is also helping in the debris removal and cleanup. Emily Troub, TSN News.
West Mayor Tommy Mushka sought $57 million to replace infrastructure and rebuild a school destroyed in the fertilizer plant explosion that took place nearly 2 months ago. WTAW News time is 8:35. It's 81 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by the Red Velvet Inn. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.